So today we're talking about eye health and floaters, right? We explore what these floaters are, the impact on vision, how to maintain optimal eye health. Joining us on the line, we've got Amina Randiri, independent optometrist in private practice. Amina has an MBA as well as an MBA dissertation supervisor at Menkosa College. And she's also recently joined the Umandla Foundation as a volunteer mentor. Amina, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah.
So these eye floaters, what exactly are they? Explain it to our listeners.
Okay. Floaters have to do with the gel in the back of the eye, in the vitreous. The vitreous is what helps keep the eye in position and gives it its shape so the eye doesn't collapse. And what happens over time is this gel can liquefy due to age, due to other medical conditions, and you get this debris or particles or collagen fibers dislodging and literally floating or moving around in that vitreous or eye area. And patients see it as floaters or spiders, webs, or cob-like threads. And what happens is over time, it will eventually absorb or clear out. But if the patient has ocular complications or eye disease, it can increase in size or number, and then that is area of a concern. It's often seen more against a white background or in bright sunlight. If it's small, if it's occasional, no concerns. But if it's larger and increasing in number, then definitely concern to see ideally an eye specialist who would rule out any ocular eye disease. Otherwise, even with an optometrist, to do a screening or assessment to check the vision and then reassure the patient or refer if necessary.
Now, is there anything that you can do in the moment if it's irritating you? So let's say, as you've mentioned, it doesn't happen regularly. It's irregular. It's not very big. But at the time when it's happening, it's somewhat irritating. Is there something that you can do? I see sometimes people try and open and close their eyes or make their eyes big or something like that.
Yes, literally that's what you're doing. You're just going to blink to try and move the focus away or move away from the bright, look away from the white wall or background or the bright light and blink to try and distract the eye or the mind from it and not let it sort of play on your mind, I should say, or play around in your eye to distract you or irritate you. And that usually tends to work.
Mm. Now, when it comes to good health of the eye, right, generally we would go or we would take our kids to the optometrist or the optician when they can't see properly and it's all about spectacles and contacts and the like. But what else should we be on the lookout for in terms of signs that all, you know, is not well with regards to your eyes?
Okay. So, like you said, usually we only take our kids, and we'll start with kids, when there's an eye problem. And you know, amongst parents and educators, this is a huge challenge trying to emphasize the importance of early detection, early prevention, but be working on it where you don't wait till there's a problem. You be proactive and hopefully get the patient or the child in at an earlier age. Often parents will wait till the child is at school, a letter comes from the school, or if they find that the child is now coping poorly at school with their work. But ideally, children even from the age of 2 or younger can be tested if there's concern. With babies, I usually tell moms, just block each eye and see if the child fusses. So you will know if the eye is focusing or not, if there's some concern. Children who are 2 years and older are more responsive. They can respond to pictures, images, so we can even test for them. And if there's concern, because if you don't assess it early and try and prevent, then they can develop what we call amblyopia or a lazy eye. And we want to avoid that because it interferes with their perception, their focus of both eyes together, which is binocular vision. So ideally start or do an eye test at a younger age, and more especially if there's a family history, parents or grandparents wearing spectacles. They are, I would say, more high risk. Risk not to scare the patient, but just to emphasize the importance of it. And you treat it early, and if there's nothing, then yes, once the child starts school, you can assess as and when necessary.
Is there a recommended Is there a recommended period even for adults that, you know, ever so often you would just have your eyes tested?
Yes. Adults with comorbidities like diabetes and high blood pressure, cholesterol, cardiac history should see an eye specialist or an optometrist at least once a year to see if their vision is regressing, if they're picking up complications related to these medical conditions. If it's a healthy adult with a fairly good lifestyle, every 2 to 3 years. The good thing with the driver's renewal is, you know, every 5 years, adults come in to renew their license, so they get their test done, so they have the clean bill of health on their eye. Otherwise, those with medical health issues, once a year, children annually as well, adults in good health, working extensive hours at the computer, working extensive hours outdoors, drivers, every 2 years at least, I would say.
Now, we live in an age where, you know, screens are part of our lives, from the cell phone to the tablet to the computers to the kids playing on PlayStations and all of that. What can be done to mitigate the impact?
Recently, there's a lot of focus on myopia management, which is related to this device time and screen time, children and adults alike. Take a break with anything, you know, anything in extremity will cause strain and tiredness. So it's the same with your device and the eyes. Adults spend a lot of time on the device with the social media or other apps. Children are on the device with gaming, well, even adults. And what we need to do is take a break. At least every, they say every 20 minutes, but, you know, nobody does it or keeps track of 20 minutes. So I would say even every hour or 2 hours, even hour, go away, go for a walk. Working at the office, you can't physically get up and walk around your workspace, or even if you work remotely, work takes priority. So even if you look away from your screen for a few seconds to exercise the eye muscles, to look away from near to far, to relax the eye muscles, like how you would get up and take a walk to stretch your legs, apply the same principle to the eye muscles, so you're getting a bit of a breather or a break.
Finally,
and that should help with
what foods are good for overall eye health? I mean, carrots is what we normally hear about.
Carrots, yes. Yes, carrots, because they have beta carotene, which makes vitamin A, and this helps with deficiency in vision. But also vitamin C, citrus fruits help reduce cataract and macular degeneration. And your dark leaf vegetables like broccoli and spinach, they have antioxidants. So we are what we eat, and the health of our eyes and even our body depends on what we take. If we have a good lifestyle that contributes, if you're working outdoors, take the necessary precautions. If you are welding, wear safety goggles. Do your regular checkups. Reduce the screen time, or try and take the breaks if you can't reduce or minimize it. Wear the necessary protective eyewear with the anti-glare coatings or tints to cut out the bright light and blue light. Try and rest. It's a crazy world. We have crazy hours. Lifestyle is hectic and busy. But introduce rest into your life schedule or life cycle to improve and have optimal eye health. These all will contribute to optimal eye health, as you mentioned.
Yeah, shukran so much for your time. Really enlightening.
Okay. I just want to mention that we have the practice is Signature Eye Care. There's a website. So we have about 20 articles on that regarding eye health and various eye-related conditions. You're welcome to go and, you know, get information for yourself for easy access, or you can just contact us and we are willing to assist with any queries.
Jazakumullah.
The contact details are there as well. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Right. Have those carrots. I, for one, absolutely love carrot juice. Nothing mixed in it, just pure carrot juice. When I ask for it also at the outlets, they say, don't put some apple to sweeten it. I said, no, just carrot juice. Don't contaminate the taste with any other fruit.